You are listening to The Eighth Dwarf on radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Breezy coming at you live today on Halloween. Happy Halloween to all of y'all today. I hope you had a very good Halloween weekend and hopefully a very good night tonight. And yeah, happy Halloween to y'all. So today, this is actually my second to last show, so I hope y'all tune in next week. And if this is your first time listening, this is The Eighth Dwarf. It is everything Disney related. And so today, I decided to talk about Disney's impact, because let's be real here, Disney has impacted you in some way, shape, or form at some point in your life. Most likely now, because I know it definitely has for me. And so with Disney's impact for the topic today, I'm going to be talking about Halloween costumes, some games that they have that are inspired by their movies, and also Disney in media, social media specifically. So now I am going to jump right into my first part of today's show, which is Halloween costumes, because why not? Today is Halloween, and TBH, it is not one of my favorite holidays, but I'm going to talk about it because I know it is many people's favorite holiday. So, Halloween costumes. First off, Disney has made such an impact, I talked about that, because of their movies, and people like to commemorate their favorite characters by dressing up as them. And so, I'm going to be telling you some costumes that people have dressed up as, or like, the costumes that they wore, and the characters that they dressed up as, and maybe you could try quickly putting it together. It might be a little difficult because you only got a couple hours till the night falls. Maybe less than an hour, I don't know. And so, I don't know, we'll see. People can be very creative. So, now, I will jump right into this. So I wanted to start off with this one costume by this guy, and I wanted to start off with this because it was the first one that I saw when I was doing my research on this, and it was really good. It was a well-made costume. Looking at it, you have to wonder how long that took him. It took him at least a month, I think. Because it's so good. And so the person who made this costume, he was a Paralympian, and he dressed up as Lumiere this year. And so if you're not familiar with who Lumiere is, he is the candlestick, the French one, the French candlestick from Beauty and the Beast. And the Paralympian who dressed up as Lumiere is Josh Sundquist, and he actually lost his left leg at the age of 9, and he started his skiing career just 4 years later. So basically when he was about 13 years old, he started his skiing career, and so he is a Paralympian. And his costume was so well done because he literally looks like the candlestick Lumiere. And he wore a gold bodysuit that goes up to his neck, and ends at the base of his foot. And there's like a gold round collar thing that looks similar to the base. Oh, no, it's a gold round thing at the bottom that's at the base of Lumiere. And then he painted his face white to match the candle that Lumiere is, because his face was white in the movie. And he also drew on some of Lumiere's features, so he overdrew the super big eyes that Lumiere has. And it was just so well done. He looks so much like the character. And his two arms, which he still has his two arms, his two arms hold the other two candles that, because Lumiere, he had like, it was his head that was a candle, and then his two arms that he held up two other candles. So Sundquist did the same thing. And he posted this picture on IG or Instagram, and you should definitely check it out because he looks legit. It's like a super-sized form of the French candlestick. And so this dude, he's notorious for having really good costumes. So I'm going to tell you some of his previous ones, which included the gingerbread man with a leg that was bitten off, one of those lamps with the single female leg and a heel where they had like the fishnet stockings, and then there was like a black super high stiletto, and then it was the lampshade on top. Yeah, he dressed up as that. He wore like a lampshade on his head, and then he decorated his one leg with the fishnet stocking, and then he wore the high heel. It's so funny. And he also dressed up as a flamingo in a previous year. And this one is a really cool one, because you know how flamingos, they have those like super skinny stilt-like legs? Yeah, so what he did was he got those two type of crutches where you stick your not your forearm, but like the upper, is it called the upper forearm? I don't know. So he stuck those. They were painted pink. And he basically did like a handstand on those crutches. And then his foot was the neck of the flamingo. So his foot was the flamingo's head. And then his entire leg was the flamingo's neck. And the photo was insane. You have to look up this dude. He has such great costumes. And he also even dressed up as one of the soccer men in foosball. Because he... you know, in foosball, when you turn those little things, the little rods, and they have the soccer ball move. Yeah, he dressed up as one of those soccer men. And then I believe it was last year, he dressed up as the IHOP post. So like, you know, the sign that IHOP puts outside of the restaurant that says IHOP. Yeah, his body was completely covered with the IHOP symbol, and then his leg was like the post that holds it up. So. Oh my gosh, I just love all of his costumes. I could talk about this all day. And it's really cool how he totally just takes advantage of only having one leg, because his costumes just work so well. Because if you, you know, everyone else has two legs, but him only having one, it works just really well with his costumes, and he totally takes advantage of that. And his costumes are just so cool, and you should definitely check him out, search him up. They're amazing, all right? Okay, next, Disney Style has an article called The Best Disney Halloween Costumes for Your Zodiac Sign. And I got this from style.disney.com, yes. And I'm going to tell you all of them, every single Zodiac and the costume that they thought matched your Zodiac sign, because I just love horoscopes and stuff like that. So I'm going to do that. So first, starting with Aries. They said that for the Aries, the best character to dress up as is Marie from the Aristocats. And that is the little cute white cat that has a pink bow around its neck. And they say that this is a perfect character for an Aries because you are confident, quick-witted, and possess a childlike innocence. Marie was so freaking cute. I love that movie. And next is Taurus. I'm a Taurus, so I gotta talk about this one, but I don't know if I would dress up as her, but whatever. So Taurus, they said, was the best character to dress up as is Mrs. Banks from Mary Poppins, because you have great ambition and independence. I don't know if I agree with those characteristics, but that's really nice of them to say. And next, Gemini. They say that you should dress up as, or the... this character matches well with your zodiac sign, and this is Goofy. And they suggested that you should wear high-waisted mom jeans, a turtleneck, a vest, and brown loafers. This sounds like a very interesting costume. And also, don't forget the ears. Goofy got them ears. And they say Goofy matches your zodiac sign because you are fun, social, and outgoing. How nice. Next, Cancer. They say that that Cogsworth from Beauty and the Beast matches your zodiac sign because you are the most loyal people your friends know. These things are just so sweet. I love these. Okay, next, Leo. They say Simba from The Lion King matches your zodiac sign. And this is also very fitting because Leos are lions. Wow, I wonder how they thought of that. And they say this because your star power makes you the perfect fit to stand in the spotlight in Simba's I Just Want to Be King. That is cool. Okay, next, Virgo. They say Mrs. Incredible matches your zodiac sign the best because you are smart, witty, and possess a good sense of human nature. Ooh. Okay, next, Libra. They say Rey from Star Wars matches your zodiac sign the best because they have strong personalities but are gentle-hearted. Man, I wonder how they came up with this, because this is just so nice. Next, Scorpio. They say the Evil Queen from Snow White matches you the best because you're not just the fairest of them all, but you're also the fiercest. Yes, snap, snap, snap to that. All right, Sagittarius. They say Ariel from The Little Mermaid fits best because your curiosity for the world around you and continued search for knowledge is what makes you unique. Next, Capricorn. They say Hercules matches you best because your ambition allows you to go the distance in anything you do. Next, Aquarius, is Honey Lemon from Big Hero 6. And this is the girl who had the bag with the periodic table on it. And then she shot like blobs of experiments at the enemies. She was a cool character. And they say this fits best because because you have silly quirks and have an oddball style, which throws off the fact that she's quite brilliant like you. So basically she's saying you're weird, but you're very smart. I think that's what they're saying. Next is Pisces. And they say that Snow White from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs matches your zodiac sign best because you wear kindness and compassion on your sleeve. Your generosity is one of your best traits. And your creative mind makes you a thoughtful friend. This is so sweet. Okay. And those are all the zodiac signs. I went through them all. And now I am going to tell you the 15 best Halloween costumes from Pinterest. And I got all of this information from 17.com. I get a lot of stuff from there. They have really good articles. Okay, number one, Sea Anemone from Finding Nemo. And this was a really cool looking costume. And this one you could possibly do in a couple of hours. It doesn't seem that difficult as long as you get the right supplies. Hopefully you got all this already. But what the person did to make this costume was they took a bunch of long salmon or pink colored balloons and they wrapped it around themselves and then they carried a large stuffed Nemo. So that works because it's Nemo. And these type of balloons are kind of like the ones that you use to make balloon animals, like those super long ones. Yeah, those would be best, and get them in like a pinkish color so it could mimic the, the little things that that Nemo was sleeping in, see, anemone, yeah, that thing. Okay, number two, Mary Poppins. They say to make sure to have the signature umbrella and hat because that definitely ties the look together. I think Mary Poppins would be a cool costume to do. It doesn't require that much stuff. It's just, yeah, that's cool. Number three, Belle from Beauty and the Beast. And so the pic that they provided showed, the picture that they provided is the one of her in her blue dress holding a basket. I think this would be a much easier costume to put together than her ball gown, the gold one. That was a really pretty costume, but I think in terms of like last minute type of costumes, this would be a better route to take because it's just, I think it's like a blue dress with like little sleeves and then a white apron. And then get a basket, and you're good to go, and, like, put your hair back, and put a little bow in it, and then you're now Belle. Number four, Peter Pan's shadow. And literally everything looks exactly like Peter Pan's costume, except it's in all black. And you could probably wear a black bodysuit, because you gotta make sure to cover your face, because if it's a shadow, there's no facial features in there, okay? Number five, Donald Duck. So this girl that the picture they provided, it featured a girl who did a cute version of it, and she wore like a little tutu and yellow leggings. So it was a white tutu to kind of mimic Donald Duck's feathers, his white feathers. Yeah, this is pretty cool though. Number six, Darla from Finding Nemo. So you got to make sure to have the braces and the bag with Nemo in it. And if you're not familiar with Darla, she's the girl who was like the fish with the fish, Nemo in the bag. And she was like, I want this fish. And she was like shaking it up. Yeah, that's her. Number seven, Minnie Mouse. Okay, TBH, you are lying if you said you never dressed up as Minnie or Mickey Mouse as a last minute costume. Okay, everyone's done it. It is the easiest last minute costume because majority of people have gone to Disneyland and they've gotten the ear. So all you got to do is like put a little nose, paint your nose a little black, and then put the whiskers, put on the ears, you are now Minnie or Mickey Mouse, okay? And then number eight, it was Minnie and Mickey Mouse. So this is for you. This is for when you and your friend both need a last-minute costume, but then you guys can just go out together matching, all right? Yeah. Number nine, Merida from Brave. Okay, I think this one would be really tough because you need the specific dress, and also you gotta have the hair for it. That is, her hair is so iconic. If you don't got the hair, it's gonna be difficult to recognize that you are dressed up as Merida. Number 10, Olaf from Frozen. So the picture that they provided was pretty funny. The person wore a white long sleeve and attached what appears to be two stuffed balls on his body. I think they like stuffed it with pillows, and that'll give them like the round shape that Olaf had. And then he wore a white cap and decorated it to look like Olaf's face. Yeah, that's what they did. But it was pretty cool. Very creative. Number 11, Snow White. Red hairband, blue shirt, red belt, yellow skirt. You are done. That's all it takes. Number 12, Pinocchio. So this one was really unique, this costume. It looked like the person wore a farmer's hat, a yellow t-shirt, a blue overall top. Yeah, it was like a shorts top. Red shorts, white gloves, and a large white bow tie. And this person went the extra mile by having someone hold the strings for Pinocchio. Yeah, they took that extra step. Number 13, Rapunzel from Tangled. Purple dress, flowers in hair, and you could also add her chameleon sidekick, Pascal, for extra oomph to the costume, yeah? Anyone can do this, it's possible, yeah. Number 14, White Rabbit from Alice in Wonderland. Bunny ears, top hat, clock, white collared shirt, and black vest, and you are good to go. And number 15, Ariel from The Little Mermaid. Gotta have the red hair, a blue top, green shorts, and flounder. That's what the person was wearing. But you know, ultimately, these are just suggestions for costumes, and you could definitely put your own twist on these Disney-inspired costumes. All right? Okay. So, hi-ho, on a little break we go. Remember, you are listening to The Eighth Dwarf on radio.dominican.edu. And after this break, I will be talking about Disney-inspired games. I am so freaking excited to be talking about this. Okay, all right, y'all. Hi-ho, on a little break we go.
Let me lick you in places you never been licked before. Take you to places you never been before, like London, Paris. See that Lamborghini outside? We can share J&B without the marriage. Horse and carriage, senorita. Snapchat dog filters live from Ibiza. Breakfast on the beach, that means sex is on the beach. You looking like a fruit platter, I'ma bite into your peach and dumb. I think about to massage your feet and dumb. You got a body, you remind me of my Jeep and dumb. I must look amazing with you, cause every time you're on my arm, I got text message on red, and every time I ask to see you, you say you going to bed. Every time I hit you with the good morning, you say you working. Now you in my living room twerking, that's crazy. You wear that bodysuit, I know you trying to tease me. I put on that tiller, she'd rather fuck me than Weezy. I remember when your money was young and you stripped all week just to get the tan Yeezys. Back when lame niggas hit you with the one-liners, all sounding the same like Future and Designer. Now that's my vagina. She told me to shh, we in a Chanel story.
Hi-ho, back from break we go. So if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Eighth Dwarf on radio.dominican.edu, and this is DJ Breezy. And before the break, I was talking about Halloween costumes because today is Halloween. So happy Halloween to y'all. And now I am going to be talking about Disney games, like online games that you could play, because I love online games. And these are all Disney inspired. Many of them were produced by Disney, so that's why I'm gonna talk about that. All right, so Disney has put out a multitude of games, many of them inspired by their popular movies. So I'm going to tell you about them that you can purchase or download for free on your phone. And this is in no particular order. All right. So starting first, Club Penguin. So this is a multiplayer game involving a virtual world containing a range of online games and activities. And a user has to make an account, and their avatar is a penguin they can customize and live in this virtual world with other penguins. And this is especially a cute game because Dominican's mascot is penguins. All right? Yeah, that's kind of why I want to start off with this. And apparently, this game has been criticized for teaching consumerism and allowing players to cheat. I guess you have to buy stuff, but I don't know about the whole cheating part, but I can see the consumerism part because, you know, you have to, like, buy stuff and put that, you know, it's your stuff that you bought. But there's a lot of games out there for kids that involve consumerism, so I don't know why they're just, like, blaming this one game, okay? And I personally never got attached to this game as others did because for some reason I was worried about making an account. I guess I was just like really worried about putting my personal information out there. And the only personal information I really needed to put was like an email and my first name. And I was just so worried about that. But I don't know. I never got attached to it. I'm kind of glad I didn't, but also glad I, or also wish I did. Yeah. I don't know. I have no, like, strong emotional attachment to the game, so whatever. And I vividly remember myself attempting to try to make an account. So it's not like I never tried. I did once, and I remember this. And I was naming my penguin Penny, so she would be like, Penny the Penguin. I always like doing stuff like that. I don't know why. And I've also seen a lot of people who get banned from the game or something like that because they said bad words to other characters. And honestly, it was really funny at the time because they'd say like really weird stuff and then immediately they'd say you're banned because you said this. And now that I'm talking about it, I kind of lightweight want to make an account right now, but this is maybe during winter break, not right now. It's too soon. Classes are too much right now. I can't do it right now. All right. Number two, this game is called Where's My Perry, and it is a spin-off of the Disney Channel series Phineas and Ferb and the Disney interactive game Where's My Water. And so Where's My Water is a puzzle video game that you can get, I think you can get it on like the App Store and Google Play Store. Anyway, it's a puzzle video game that requires the player to help a friendly little crocodile named Swampy get water so he can take a shower. And the player would need to solve the puzzles by like attaching pipes to one another so it's one smooth flow. Yeah. So if you match it the wrong way, the water's gonna spew out and it's not gonna go directly to a shower. And that's the whole point. And Where's My Perry follows the same concept, but instead of Swampy, you're helping out Perry the Platypus. And I think I played this game a couple of times, but I think I got tired of it after a while. I don't know. I never really got super attached to it. And all I know is that this was a really popular game, and I believe that you could still download it in the App Store or the Google Play Store. Yeah, I think it's still there, but it's not as popular as it was. So it's not at the top anymore, like the top games right now, it's not there. Number three, Toontown Online. So it was a multiplayer online role-playing game, and its original release date was June 2nd of 2003, and apparently the original version ended some time ago, and then a fan remade the website because they loved it so much. I'm not entirely sure about this. I never really played it that much. But when I heard about it and I looked it up, I was like, oh, okay. I thought it was, you could still play it right now, but I guess not. So, but to be honest, I never really played it. I just knew that a lot of my friends were playing it. And I think this is one of the cases where I tried to, but then I never fully committed to making an account. I guess I was just worried. And yeah, but Toontown and Disneyland is really fun. I can do that. I've been on the rides a couple times. I met Goofy there. That was the fun. That was the blast, okay? Yeah, that's Toontown. And they had a game inspired by Toontown. Yeah. Number four, Disney Channel games. So every single Disney Channel series had their own games on DisneyChannel.com, and the games were based off the characters of the shows that were showing at the time. And I won't describe all the games out there because there's just too many of them, and they constantly change them depending on like which shows are airing at the time. And I'm only really going to talk about what I consider the old school games, because I like those the most. And when I say old school games, I mean like the games inspired or based off the shows that I watched as a kid, because it was like, it was old school, I guess. I don't know. And so some of my favorites were That's a Raven Pinball, and I actually did talk about this in one of my previous shows. But unfortunately, this game, like many others, are no longer available on DisneyChannel.com because they have to keep the website up to date with their current shows. And it sucks how that's reality. But I wish with all my heart that I could play this game right now. But I can't. And that's life, you know? That is life. But I really love this one because pinball is just a fun game in general, but I totally enjoyed how it was themed to the show That's a Raven. And, you know, if you didn't hear already, the Raven Simone, who was the star of That's a Raven, is doing a spinoff, like a That's a Raven 2, on Disney Channel sometime soon, and she's going to be playing a single mom. And I'm so freaking excited for this because That's a Raven was my life. Yeah. Okay. And, I also enjoyed any and every dress-up game that was out there, or that is out there. And one I vividly remember playing was based on the series Lizzie McGuire. And you would just dress up the character Lizzie McGuire or her friend Miranda for the day. And I just liked how I could mix different pieces of clothing together and make a cute outfit. But unlike That's a Raven Pinball, I think this one you can still play online. But I don't know if it's going to be that much fun because, you know, fashion changes over the years. And the fashion back then is real different than the way it is now. So, I mean, if you want like a blast from the past, like early 2000s, play this game and mix outfits together because it's so much fun, honestly. And those are really just the ones I can think of on the top of my head. But I didn't like the fast-paced games because I didn't like being rushed. So I would play a lot of simple games, many of those being puzzles, because I didn't appreciate time limits. I just like taking my time, playing it. Sometimes I'd have to like put the laundry away, so I'd have to leave the game. And like if you play a fast pace, you'd have to like end it or pause it. And then like what if you're like zooming super fast and then like you suddenly die and it's like, your whole score is ruined. I want to make sure my score is the same the whole time, you know? Yeah. And so I know I'm talking about games that you can play on a device, but I think it's best to mention that Disney Channel itself has this thing called Disney Channel Games, where all our favorite actors and actresses competed in field games against one another. And everyone was separated into teams, and they even brought in international Disney stars. And so this was during a specific time. So Lizzie McGuire was aired on Disney Channel at a much earlier time than That's a Raven. So they weren't showed. So it was like the only shows and movies that were airing at this specific time. I think it was like 2007. Yeah, I think that was like the prime. And this was literally my everything, and everyone who watched got to vote online for who their favorite team was or who should be doing this, who should be doing that, and this was just so iconic and such a big part of my childhood because I was watching my favorite actors and actresses like do a bunch of games and like seeing them paired up with each other and like they're just themselves playing all these games. It was great. And I honestly, thinking about it, I wished back then and I still wish now that I was a part of this. But yeah, you don't get everything in life. And I really just had to mention this because it was literally called Disney Channel Games. And yeah, that's it. And it was amazing. I think they did it like 2 years in a row, but then after that they stopped. I don't know why. But I think it'd be kind of weird to watch it now because I don't watch Disney Channel anymore and I'm not really like up to date with everyone and everything. So I wouldn't really enjoy watching it as I did as a kid, because I was more, I was keeping more in touch with the characters on the shows that were airing. So yeah, Disney Channel Games was legit. It was awesome. I wish it was, I just miss it all. I missed my childhood. But anyway, hi-ho, on a little break we go. After the break, I will be talking about more games. Yeah, I'm talking about, I think, two more games I'm going to tell y'all about. So yeah, stay tuned for that, okay? Hi-ho, on a little break we go. And remember, you are listening to The Eighth Dwarf on radio.dominican.edu. You should make up your mind. Take you back to my shrine, and I'ma need a whole night and a little bit more. Tonight like a weekend ago. You in and you out and you playing a fold. We in need of a moment. Are we ever gonna know? You should make up your mind. Take you back to my shrine. Don't you pay them no mind. Let them be, let them go. She was made for my eyes. We escaped the times. And I'ma need the whole night and a little bit more. Shouldn't know. I feel like it's just you and me on the floor. We in need of a moment. Are we ever gonna know? You should make up your mind. Take you back to my shrine. Don't you pay them no mind. Let them be, let them go. She was made for my eyes. We escaped the times. And I'ma need the whole night and a little bit more. Hi-ho, back from break we go. So if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Eighth Dwarf on radio.dominican.edu. I am DJ Breezy. I am here every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. on radio.dominican.edu. Okay, yeah. And so if you're just tuning in, before the break, I was talking about Disney-inspired games, and I will be continuing that subject. Okay, so now... before the break, I was talking about, like, this game called Club Penguin, Toontown, and some Disney Channel online games. But now I'm going to be talking about Kingdom Hearts. And for the longest time, I thought it was called Kingdom of Hearts, but I guess it's not. It's just Kingdom Hearts. And I'm very sad that I realized this just now. This whole time I was saying, oh, do you play Kingdom of Hearts? But it's just Kingdom Hearts. Is anyone else in this boat, in the same boat with me? Because I feel so sad about this. Okay, so Kingdom Hearts is a series of crossover action role-playing games. Whoa, that's a mouthful. And it features a lot of Disney characters. And if you can't tell already, clearly I did not play this. So I can't say so much about it. But I did research it, okay? Because I know a lot of people I grew up with played it. And I believe that they had 2 or 3 installments. Not entirely sure. But this is a game that you can purchase to play on PlayStation. And I know that it's a very popular game, but I guess it just didn't intrigue me that much. And so I never decided to buy it and join the hype. And I think some people still play it now. I'm not entirely sure. But I do believe that another Penguin Radio DJ talked about this. His name is DJ 1UP, and his show is called Combo Breaker, where he talks about video games. And I can vaguely remember listening to one of his shows, and he mentioned Kingdom Hearts. So if you're interested in hearing more about this and video games in general, listen to him on Tuesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. and check out some of his past shows, as well as every other Penguin Radio DJs on radio.dominican.edu. All right, yeah, make sure to hit us all up. Listen to some of my old shows if you missed it. Okay, number 6, Inside Out Thought Bubbles. So I talked about this on a previous show, but I just wanted to mention it again because I freaking love it so freaking much. And this game is inspired by the Disney Pixar movie Inside Out. And if you're familiar with this game, you'd know that the movie followed the five emotions who are, I guess, living inside a young girl's mind. And the game features those five emotions named joy, sadness, anger, disgust, and fear. And the game consists of various levels following these emotions to pop thought bubbles. And it's basically it's a bubble shooting game. That's what you're doing, but you're following these five characters, and it makes a lot of references to the movie Inside Out. So if you love that movie, I highly suggest to play this game. And it currently has exactly 754 levels, but it periodically updates itself to provide the player more levels. And I have just gotten so dang good at this game that I'm currently on level 754. And I occasionally open the app, I actually just did right now to check if they updated it, but they didn't, to see if they updated it with more levels so I can waste my time and play it some more. But as of right now, there's only 754, and I'm waiting for it to update so I can, like, reach level 800, because who knows when it's gonna stop. It's such a freaking good game. I love puzzle games. This is a really fun puzzle game, and y'all should be playing it. And I'm so addicted to this game and so good at it that when I changed my phone, when I got a new phone, I had to re-download the game and start all over. But I was able to finish 500 levels in less than 2 weeks. And I could probably have done it in a shorter amount of time, probably 1 week. But school was still in session, so I had to put my phone down every now and then. Man, school just gotta get in the way of my game plan. And number 7, Disney board games. So a lot of classic popular games get a Disney twist on them. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen some of these. And some of these games are Monopoly, Scrabble, Cranium, Apples to Apples, Family Feud. I found this one to be weird. The Game of Life, Sorry, Candyland, Guess Who, Moncala. Have you seen those super cute Disney plush toys, the Tsum-Tsums? Yeah, you'd like be taking the little Tsum-Tsums and playing Moncala with them. Honestly, this sounds weird, but now that I'm saying it again, I want this game. I love Moncala, and the Tsum-Tsums are so cute. Man, I need to get this game soon. And also there was Seen It and Headbands that feature Disney characters. So like for Headbands, you'd be guessing Disney characters rather than like, oh, am I a shoe? You know, you'd be like, oh, am I Mickey Mouse? Yeah, it'd be like that. And TBH, anything with a Disney twist to it immediately becomes 10 times more enjoyable, because Disney anything is freaking great AF. Like, am I right? Honestly, I am right. I know I'm right. So those are all the games that I wanted to talk about today. And now I wanted to talk about Disney in social media. Yeah. So first, Instagram. Disney has various accounts such as Disney, Disneyland, Pixar, Disney Animation, and Disney Studios. And you can recognize which are the legit ones because they have the verified check next to their username. And it's a blue little bubble with a white check inside. You honestly can't miss it. It's literally right next to the username. And not everyone has this, so you'll be able to tell. And now I'm going to describe a couple of them, and some of these you may want to follow. So Disney, this is it. It features a lot of fan art, gives you some photo updates on what the company is currently doing, and honestly, every single post is pleasing to the eyes, and they currently have 1,700, and it's over 1,700 posts, so you could just be scrolling through it all night. And I personally follow this one. I think it's cute. It's something nice to see during the day, because it's all really cute. Every single post is so adorable. And there's also another account that is a verified Disney account, is Disney Family, and its bio says official Instagram account of Disney Family. DIYs, crafts, recipes, and activities for the whole family. Fitting name, fitting bio, right? Bio says it all. It's literally, they feature a lot of easy recipes to decorate, food to look like your favorite Disney characters, and a lot of cute crafts to do for the family. And I think this account is, I guess, the most friendly. That may not be the word I'm looking for, but I think the best way to describe it is just Disney DIY, because it's stuff you can do with your family, like stuff you can do at home yourself. And really, the bio just said that, so I don't know why I'm rambling on. It's literally Disney DIYs. Yeah. And there's also a really cool account called Oh My Disney, and its bio says quizzes, news, art, video, nostalgia, high levels of Disney magic. Again, bio says it all. And I don't know if I even need to elaborate on this. There's just so much to take in from this account, especially since they have over 1,700 posts. Yeah. They post a lot. So if you're looking for an account that's really cute, that posts often, any Disney account is the account to look for. And there's also this one account called Disneyland Food. And its account name is Foods of Disneyland, which is all one word. And the bio says, showcasing the amazing food of the Disneyland Resort. Use hashtag Foods of Disneyland on your photo for a chance to be featured. And this one actually is not an official Disney account, so it doesn't have the verification check. But I thought it would be really nice to mention, because if you're ever at Disneyland and you want to know what's good to eat, this would be the place to refer to. And yeah, so you'll see everything that you could possibly eat at Disneyland. And all of their posts are aesthetically pleasing. So if you want to be featured on the page, you got to make sure it's a good photo. Because the people who are featured, they make the food look delicious. And this count has over 150,000 followers, so it would be cool to have your photo on this page showcasing the delicious food at Disneyland. And when I was looking at this, I got really hungry. It's just, Disneyland food is great because everything is shaped like Mickey Mouse. Oh, I love it. And I really want to go back soon. So yeah, that is Disneyland. Not Disneyland. That is some ways that you can find Disney in social media. But hi-ho, on a little break we go. And after, I will be continuing this. I'm going to be talking about Disney on Facebook and YouTube. Yeah, I'm going to be talking about that. And remember, you are listening to The Eighth Dwarf on radio.dominican.edu, but also, don't just listen to my show. Listen to the other shows on radio.dominican.edu. Like, right after me, from 5 to 6, it is The New Normal with DJ Cool Kitten. From 6 to 7, it is The 808 with DJ Ho'olohe. And from 8 to 9, it is The Premiere with DJ Jazz. Make sure to check them out. And also, if you just miss any shows, head on over to the website, radio.dominican.edu, under student shows, and just listen to ones that you find interesting. Yeah, we put in a lot of work, so it would be greatly appreciated if you would check that out. All right, okay. So, hi-ho, on a little break we go. Okay, you're listening to The Eighth Dwarf on radio.dominican.edu.
Ain't nothing I won't do for my baby. You drive me crazy and you make me say, Maxwell. You see me crying when I
just can't help it. My self-esteem is even higher when I'm walking with you. You give me fire and desire like Tina Marie and Rick James do. I don't care to burn up the minutes on the sale. Just turn up the music and feel that it's hard as hell. I get abusive with the flows on me. When I seduce them, they just wanna hold me. Cause I'm so smooth and it's real, not phony. Fuck with a nigga, you'll never be lonely. It's beneficial, I'm hot, and since you is, let's do this. It seems I've been shot back, you been, and I won't stop thinking, not that stupid, cause
ooh, I'm in love with you.
And it ain't nothing I won't do for my baby. Drive me crazy, and you make me say, my house more than the night. I keep your name coming out of my mouth. I can't get you off my mind. Finally found somebody who sees me besides what's on the outside. Fine as Roy Jones, thinking moving my bones. Your presence make everything else irrelevant when we close. Turn off the two-way you lay your head on my pillow and do me, baby. The rhythm gonna get you grooving, baby, and we can rock it till the broad daylight. Bodies knocking the boots, destroy your property, propping me up to get through. It ain't right how you feeling on my booty. It's just you and me. Explanatory, the way that you adore me. Lord of mercy, somebody gon' have to pray for me. I'm worthy, my service superb and on purpose. I'm swerving all the way to your heart.
Ooh, I'm in love with you.
And it ain't nothing I won't do for my baby. Drive me crazy and you make me say,
hi-ho, back from break we go. So if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Eighth Dwarf on radio.dominican.edu, and I am DJ Breezy, okay? So before the break, I was talking about Disney in social media, specifically Instagram, and I was also mentioning some Disney-inspired games. So yeah, but now that it is after the break, I'm going to be continuing Disney and social media and talking about where you can find Disney on Facebook and YouTube. So, if you missed the first part about Instagram, the Facebook accounts are similar to the Instagram accounts, meaning that they feature a lot of fan art and gives you some photo updates and what the company is currently doing. Except that it's Facebook rather than Instagram. And so there is a Disney page, a Disneyland page, and an Oh My Disney page, and it has the same verification check next to its name. So if you're not familiar with this check, it is a little blue bubble next to the username, and it has a white check inside. And not every account has this, so most likely your account doesn't, and you don't have the little check next to your name, but they do because they're verified. And the Disney page, on its about page, it says, "This place is a place for Disney fans. However, there are certain rules. Please be aware that Disney does not accept or consider unsolicited idea submissions and reserves the right to remove any posting or other material found to be off-topic, inappropriate, or objectionable." Okay. Wow. So here's a big difference between the Facebook account and the Instagram accounts. So on Instagram, it's a page that provides content in a quick, brief manner, I'm sorry, and we don't get this disclaimer on Instagram because you gotta just, you know, get everything real quick. And so Facebook gives this warning to the post on its page, and it's pretty crazy because the content is almost identical to one another. But I guess it's just because on Instagram you don't want to put so many words, or then you're going to lose your followers. But I do like how on Facebook you can get links to articles or videos about upcoming movies or just content that's Disney related. And one thing that I think makes the Facebook Disney page better than the Instagram one is because you can see what the top comments are rather than scrolling to see what comments everyone agrees with. You know, you feel me? Yeah. And also the content on Facebook can be much longer than Instagram. So if you're like not willing, but interested in reading long posts or watching longer videos, you should go to the Facebook page because you'll get a lot of that. And you get links, you can read articles that aren't written by Disney, because this is strictly a fan page. It's posted by fans of Disney. So they'll put links to different articles written by other companies, you know, stuff like that. And it's really cool. Yeah, I like watching videos on Facebook. And when it's Disney related, it makes it so much freaking better. Like, you'll get a lot of updates about the new upcoming Disney movie, Moana. I'm so excited for that one. So yeah, you'll get a lot of stuff of that because people, as well as I, we cannot wait for this movie. Because she's brown and I'm brown too. And it's just like, oh my gosh, we're like almost the same, but I'm not Polynesian. But, you know, still, representation is important. And you too. So the Disney company has made such an impact that people are creating content inspired by the movies and putting it out in the public for others' enjoyment. And, you know, people are just so dang creative. And there is an enormous amount of YouTube videos out there of people making covers of Disney songs, how to play a Disney song, tutorials on how to make a costume inspired by a Disney character, history lessons of who our favorite Disney characters were inspired by, and even silly videos on what some characters would be like in real life. And that's just to name a few of ideas for content that people have put out there for others to enjoy. And I am in such awe at the creativeness, the intelligence, and the talent that people have, because they just come up with an idea, they go with it, and publish the content on their YouTube channel. And what's more amazing is that Walt Disney did this all. He literally did all of this, and it's basically what he wanted. He wanted people to feel the magic, and that was originally only for Disneyland and, you know, his first movie, Snow White. But if you look around and you reflect, you'll notice that almost everyone knows the name, they know the princesses, they know the mouse. And Walt Disney's legacy is just so strong that almost every single person who has been exposed to media has been influenced by his company. Yeah, his impact is so strong, and his legacy I don't think will ever die because it just keeps expanding. More people are learning about this, learning about what his wishes were for us. He's just an amazing dude. It would have been such a pleasure to meet this man, but, you know, he's still living with us because his movies, you know, they're still going strong. All right? Okay. So thank you so much for listening to today on listening to my show, The Eighth Dwarf, with me, DJ Breezy. I really appreciate it. Honestly, I totally appreciate you for tuning in. And also, I wanted to wish you once again a happy Halloween. And to exit the way I usually do, hi-ho, that's the end of my show. Make sure to tune in next week for my last show. I get so sad about saying that, but yes, it's probably my last show. I think it is going to be. Yep. So yeah, as Mickey Mouse says, see y'all real soon. Okay, bye.